Four agencies in Northeast Louisiana have been awarded funding by the Living Well Foundation. Its president and CEO, Alice Prophet, joins me to share about the recipients and their work in the community. Alice, good to talk to you.
Thank you, Bob. Appreciate you calling about this.
Well, let's begin by sharing about the foundation and its source of funding in providing these grants.
You may remember that the Living Well Foundation began in 2006 upon the sale of Glenwood Regional Medical Center. So those proceeds were put into a trust and invested, and the foundation then makes grants based upon the earnings of the investments.
A school-based health center has been recognized by the Living Well Foundation in this grant cycle. Share on that project.
I'll be happy to. The Morehouse Community Medical Centers is a federally funded community health center that provides primary care services to primarily Medicaid patients, because there is special designated funding by the federal government to serve the underserved population. They have four clinics existing in Morehouse Parish that do primary care, and they have an agreement with Morehouse Parish School Board already doing one school-based health center at Morehouse Junior High School. So they were asked by Morehouse Parish School Board to establish another school-based health center at Bastrop High School, and they approached us during this grant cycle to assist in the startup costs for building and space needs.
Another recipient provides support in transitional housing. Tell us about that agency.
Family Promise of Ouachita has been around since, I think, June 2009 they opened up, and they assist families with minor age children to re-enter an independent life, and they help them through their homeless time to transition into a new setting and be independent.
And also in this cycle, there are two programs through the University of Louisiana at Monroe that will receive funding, the Dental Hygiene School and the School of Nursing. What is that money dedicated towards there?
The Dental Hygiene School has a mobile dental hygiene unit, and they give access to underserved populations and citizens for dental hygiene and screening. So over the time they've been in Ouachita Parish, Morehouse Parish, Richland Parish, East Carroll Parish, but this time under this grant request, they will be at Riverbend Elementary School for part of the year and then at other Ouachita Parish locations during this grant project. The School of Nursing approached us about a grant to help with providing education and support materials to low-income, newly delivered mothers, professional caregivers. So they're working with the professional health caregivers in the neonatal units and the young and single mothers to improve the survival rate of infants regarding safe sleep methods, care methods. That also is a teaching environment where the nursing students get to do hands-on work with education and modeling for the mothers and working with other nurses in professional settings.
As far as the next grant cycle, when does that come up on the calendar year?
Well, the board has an established grant cycle for the fall, and then they can determine in a vote by the board to open up a spring cycle. So that will happen around the February time as the Programs and Grant Review Committee meets and discusses the community plan and the goals for 2014. Probably around February, we will know what that spring cycle will look like, and we'll begin to post notices so folks watch the website, and we'll do an announcement, things like that. So around the mid-February, late February timeframe, if that cycle is open for spring or actually active for spring, we will open it up for March. So that's usually what's called the spring grant cycle.
Alice Prophet is the president and CEO of the Living Well Foundation. Alice, thank you for joining us.
Oh, you're very welcome. Thanks again, Bob, for asking.